Back on In Focus this Monday morning, Troy Coverdale in for Brandon Peoples, joined by Linda Teener with UFM, as we've been highlighting some of the things that are going on this summer. But we noted that the fall catalog goes out to folks August 9th, but online can get to it a little sooner, maybe.
Yeah, as soon as we send the catalog to the printer and all is finalized, then we immediately put the catalog up on our website as a PDF so you can look at it online, or you can download it to your computer if you'd like. And that will have all the courses there, and all the courses will be available to sign up at that time. So you can get a head start on those who will not receive their catalog until a week or so later through the mail. It's been very useful and helpful to us. You know, about 85% of our registrations now come in online. So we try to do everything we can to be helpful, to make it easy to get to the classes and register for them online.
If someone is looking to get a glimpse anyway of your offerings, they can do so right now, even with that summer catalog still available.
Yes, they can. I believe the summer catalog itself is still available, but you can just simply go to tryufm.org. That's tryufm.org, tryufm.org, and go to take a class, and that will take you to a listing of all the courses that are still available this semester. And then as soon as the fall catalog is available, which should happen generally about the third week of July, it will go up on our website, and it'll be right there on what we call a flip box, so that you can look at it and go ahead and download the catalog and see what we've got coming up for the fall semester. I think we've got a good assortment of classes coming up, and we really hope people will register. That's how we stay open. That's how we stay in business. We charge a small fee for what we do, and that fee covers the catalog costs as well as some staffing costs to help keep us open. We don't receive any other sources of funding other than donations that come in. So we rely heavily on the community to participate in order to keep UFM alive.
One of the things in talking with educators and those involved with schools here over the course of, well, now since school let out and into this summer, as we've talked about what folks have dealt with during the pandemic and the varying things that schools have had to deal with in terms of getting classes to their students, it hasn't been easy. And there are some students, depending on how much online has gone on and just the shifts in schedules, they find themselves maybe feeling like they're a little behind. And mentoring is something that UFM is heavily involved with.
Yes, it is. We have been providing a teen mentoring program since 1997. We are underwritten by the City of Manhattan Special Alcohol Fund to provide some prevention education for what we would consider to be fairly high-risk teens. Teens that don't fit well into other kinds of programming, other kinds of activities that happen during and after school. And we provide them opportunities to share with each other and with college-age mentors that we recruit to get more insights into family issues, what's going on with drug and alcohol stuff, feeling more confident and building empowerment for those teens to be able to function more effectively in their personal lives and in the school environment. So we do lots of things. We do a lot of talking. We are not a tutoring program per se, although occasionally we will have a mentor who will work with a student in some specific areas. But we work a lot on social emotional kinds of things that are happening, as well as exposing our kids to what's happening in our community. So we may bring in a guest speaker to talk about something. We may bring in somebody from the police department to talk about what's happening with programming for youth and the police department. But we also just go into the community. During the summer months, which we're in now, we do things like go visit Kansa Prairie, which they may not have seen before. We do some swimming activities. We go bowling. We may do a scavenger hunt. We may play kickball in the park. We may have a cookout. Just lots of different kinds of things to get our teens engaged with each other and see what's going on in the community. This is a program that a youth can join any time that we are having activities happening. So all they need is a short application with a parent signature. Let us know, and we can get them involved and share the schedule. During the summer months, we are meeting on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock, and we will be meeting at least 3 or 4 more times during the month of July. So if there is a teen who would like to be involved in our program, then all they need to do is give us a call at 539-8763, or they can go to our website, tryufm.org, and look for teen mentoring, and all the information that they need is there. And we will get them connected with our mentoring coordinator and get them involved in activities this summer so they have something to do.
While we're in the heart of summer, how popular is that community garden right now?
Our community garden is full. I don't think we have a waiting list at the moment because we've had a few gardeners who moved, and so we were able to re-give those plots away. But Troy, since you were probably involved with UFM last, we have 2 gardening sites now.
Oh.
We have like 130 plots at the Riley Lane Garden, which is based at the corner of 9th and Riley Lane. And then we have another 150 or so plots that are south on Manhattan Avenue, about a mile out on Hunter's Island. It's called the Collins Lane Garden. And so you go down Collins Lane about half a mile and you'll see our community garden there. So all in all, we've got 280 plots that are available to the community each year.
Wow.
And it's been very busy. And last year it was the only activity that we could do face to face because gardening as food production was an essential service. And so we did not have to shut down the garden. We had some extra rules about masking and washing hands and such, but we were able to run the community garden and we were full then and we are full now. We'll be signing up gardeners again next winter sometime. We'll start with getting returning gardeners signed up in November and December, and then about mid-January, we will start offering plots to new gardeners in the community. So you want to keep your eye out for notices in the spring catalog and notices on our website, because we will post those dates as soon as we have them figured out, so that if you want a garden and you don't have space, you can try our community garden. The soil is wonderful, and I'm always impressed by the kinds of things that are grown and the quantity of things right. that are grown at our community garden.
The popularity of community gardens is something that has gotten my attention over the last few years. There is no doubt that that has been a nice addition in many places, but mm-hmm. UFM's been at this for a bit. So good to see that it's still highly popular.
Yeah, you know, our community garden, I believe, is about 46 years old. Mm. As I said earlier, we are the oldest community garden in Kansas and one of the oldest west of the Mississippi.
Oh, wow. That is a tremendous, tremendous thing. Linda, anything else that I'm missing this morning?
Well, I think we have covered just about everything. I would remind our listeners to watch for the fall catalog. But if you've got some time on your hands, check out things that are still available this summer, because we really have a good selection of courses still available in July and early August before we get into the fall semester.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate the time this morning. We'll look forward to catching up to you.
All right. Thank you.
Linda Tiener again, the president and executive director at UFM this morning with us. Again, their website, tryufm.org. As we thank her for being a part this morning of In Focus, also Melissa Kirkwood of Sunset Zoo earlier. If you missed anything from that interview, you can, of course, catch the podcast up in about, maybe 5-10 minutes. It won't take us long to get it there if you missed this morning, but we'll be glad to have it there for you.